This might be a long shot. Have you ever had somebody try to buy something off of you, like just on the street? Maybe something you were wearing, something you were carrying, or maybe you tried to buy them. Like I said, this might be a long shot. 312-946-4995, because I did.
Alrighty then.
The Scotty K Show.
At the Kelsey Ballerini Show at the United Center the other night, Austin from Melissa and Austin and I were walking around, and we had these cups that were Kelsey Ballerini branded that we happened to grab from backstage. They had a bunch of them back there, and they had some, you know, drinks and stuff, so we grabbed these cups. But we were walking around the atrium holding these cups, and multiple people stopped us, and one girl stopped us and said, "Where did you get those cups?" And we were like, "Oh, we, you know, grabbed them from backstage." She goes, "How much for those cups?" And then we paused, and we looked at each other, and both of our eyes, while we were looking at each other, we were like, "How much for these cups? We didn't sell them to her, because I think that would be a horrible thing to do. But I've never had somebody try to buy something off of me that I was holding, or wearing, or whatever the case may be. And I was like, dang, we should, like, grab some more. It's like, $30 a cup, let's knock these out. Obviously, we didn't do that. But I started thinking, I was like, that's an interesting thing to happen. If you're walking down the street and somebody was like, "Hey, I love that purse. How much? I'll buy it right now." Or, you know, or a hat. Or, "Hey, great pants. Give me your pants." 312-946-4995. Patrick, you had somebody try to buy something off of you?
I sure did.
What was it?
They bought my t-shirt off my back at a bar.
Really? What was this t-shirt?
It was a PBR beer shirt.
And they just liked it? How much did you sell it to them for?
$20 and a bucket of Miller Lite.
Not a bad deal. Now, did you have another shirt, or did you just go shirtless?
I ran back to the room and grabbed one.
Oh, God, yeah. Heck yeah. And you made...
dive bar.
Awesome. I love you. Made money on that shirt. That's fantastic. Nicely done. Awesome. Thank you for calling. Jazzy, did someone try to buy something off of you?
They did. I had on my boyfriend's Chrome Star hoodie. And I was at the thrift store, and the man was like, "How much do you want for that hoodie? I'll buy it from you right now." And I was so confused because I didn't even know what it was.
Right.
And I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I can't sell it to you." And he was like, "I look for them because I have a resale shop, and I sell all that type of stuff."
Wow.
I'll give you $100.
How much did he offer you for it?
$100.
Oh, that's a lot of money. You probably could have asked for more. Would your boyfriend have been mad if you sold it for $100?
Yes, he would.
Are you still with him?
Yes.
I was going to say, if it didn't work out, then damn, you missed out. But okay, I guess that works. Matt, do you have somebody try to buy something off you?
At the rec center playing basketball in 2015. And there's this older guy hanging out by my car. To him, he tells me about my red 1998 Mercury Tracer, that he really likes it and wants to know how much I would want for it.
Did you sell it to him?
No, I needed to get home, man.
All month long, we've been hooking.